Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Ben dials in from Florida to talk record store day.
And we try to stay above the Mendoza line.
We are back on the deck. This is day three of Record Store Day Week.
Record Store Day Week.
Cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
There's some Matt, one of my favorite beers here, Mad Fox Brewing Company in Falls Church. This is Orange Whip.
Smell the orange whip from here.
So you heard, speaking
there, me of home.
You heard Mike Snyder.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Mike has been suspiciously quiet the last couple of days we've been here, but now he's ready. We've cracked the seal on
Mike.
Well,
it's interesting.
Now, right?
So. A lot of these records that have been chosen so far, artists I don't follow a lot. And then when we talk about my experience with vinyl, you might understand why I don't talk about vinyl that much.
Okay. So we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, that's suspense. Stick around for the rest of the week.
That's right, exactly. But feel free to chime in on this
if
something catches your ear. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us via the computer connection here from Virginia to Florida is Ben Montgomery.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
We're doing fantastic down here in Florida.
So you are in Florida by way of Washington State, which just fascinates me
cool.
some reason, right?
That's correct. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, moved down here in 2001, married a girl from Florida. So, you know, that's why I've been here for the last 18 years.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you don't have snow, unlike our previous caller.
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
All right. But you have a great setup as well. We can see visually here on the computer.
Yeah.
What do you have behind you there on the wall?
So I am an autograph collector from back in the day. So I collect baseball, golf, and music autographs. So in the back there, I'm trying to remember what all I've got hanging up there. So there's like my signed Dukes of Hazzard photo. there's my Nate McMillan poster, Colorado Rockies. Got some Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. Here, maybe I should show up here. So there's my shrine. Dave Grohl is right in the middle of my shrine there. Got some signed Elvis, Costello, some Amy Mann.
Wow.
I don't remember everything that I've got up there. So, and I rotate it, but Dave is always at the middle of the shrine there.
Nice. Very nice. And Ben also, listeners might recall, did a guest episode for us one time when we were out earlier this year with your podcast partner for the podcast that you do beyond this, right?
That's correct. Records Revisited is our podcast. We've been, I guess we launched back in November. We've had some good traction. We've got 30 plus episodes. We do our episodes a little longer than your guys's. So some of ours are a little marathon episodes. I've got one coming up that we did with former major league pitcher Bronson Arroyo. Huh. He's a big Pearl Jam fan.
All
so
right.
we did Pearl Jam's 10, and that's almost 2 hours long.
Wow.
Because growing up in Tacoma, I'm a huge Pearl Jam nerd. And so it was really cool talking with another Pearl Jam fan. So yeah.
That's cool.
Fantastic. And speaking of the length of episodes, that's all the time we have for Ben.
That's right.
So thanks for joining. All right. You were going to say something, Patrick.
No, I was going to say, and folks might also remember, you know, Ben and I kind of bonded over Native Surf. So that was a band that we sort of brought into the Suburb Spot family to a little wider exposure, which made me really happy. So.
Yes. Didn't you have somebody from that band on your show? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah. So I had Ira. Ira was one of my first musical guests. He's the drummer. And in fact, just to boast a little bit, we just had Doug Gillard on podcast yesterday. So it was a good record store day for me because I got to hang out with Doug for 90 minutes talking about the Pretenders' first album. And that was really cool. Doug, if you know, is part of Guided by Voices, but he also has been playing on the last several Not a Surf records as well. So
right.
Real,
how
real,
cool.
A lot of,
right.
lot of fun.
Well, you, Ben, are our special guest here today. And so tell us about how your record store day went.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointment, honestly. It's been a few years since I've done Record Store Day because I've got two kids that are in soccer and they play on Saturdays. The stars just kind of aligned. My 9-year-old, he had a bye yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And my 14-year-old had a 11 a.m. soccer game, so I was able to go. I went to Triangle Vinyl, which is a smaller record store in Claremont, which is a suburb of Orlando. I've decided to go there instead of going over to Park Avenue CDs, which is the bigger record store here in Orlando. That the last time that I went to Park Avenue, I think I stood in line for 6 hours.
Wow.
So I wasn't looking to do that. But unfortunately, I got in line. I was 57th in line at Triangle. So by the time I got in, everything was pretty much picked over. I didn't get the bingo hand job, which every time I say that, it makes me makes my inner Beavis snicker. Didn't get the Pearl Jam that I wanted. I didn't get Tweety's Warmer. Didn't get Mission of Burma or the Astral Weeks by Van Morrison that I was hoping for as well. But I did get the Alarm. The Alarm did. There's a Strength tour date that they had recorded and reissued.
Sweet.
And I got the Aha Hunting High and Low. That was another thing that I was looking for as well. I was also looking for the Duran Duran. However, here's my good story that I got out of Record Store Day. So I'm, you know, standing in line and you're bonding with a bunch of other vinyl nerds. And I start talking to one guy and the one thing that he wanted was the Duran Duran. Well, they only had one left. So I said, you know, here, you probably want this more than I do. Here you go. So he was like, hey, do you like the Church? I was like, yeah, I like the Church. Yeah, they're coming in town. I'll give you my extra ticket.
Oh, well, wow.
Come to find out, it's a VIP meet and greet ticket.
Wow, that's awesome. Karma.
The good deeds don't go completely unpunished.
Love
there.
That.
So yeah, so I'll and I gained a few extra podcast listeners from hanging out in the crowd as well.
One at a time, man. One at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And I was also able to pick up the minus five for Scott Parks, your previous guest as well. So
we're working
on getting that over to him. And the other cool thing is, you know, I posted on the Facebook page that the one thing that I really wanted was the John Hiatt, Lily Hiatt single. They're covering each other's other songs. Hmm. And I kind of posted out there because Triangle Vinyl told me in advance, they're like, we don't think we're getting it. And then like 2 days later, he goes, I put in the order. I'm going to get it. And then Friday night, he sends me a message and says, so they screwed up the order somewhere and I'm not getting it. So that's when I like posted it on the Facebook page and said, hey, if anybody grabs this, get it for me. and you know, we'll work out a deal. And Bud Verge, friend of the show, hooked me up, and so sending him the PayPal this afternoon.
Sweet.
And I'll be getting that for the collection. So big shout out to Bud and just the community in whole. You know, I think this is a really, really great community that we're, you know, we're trying to help each other out, fill the gaps in our collections, and really cool stuff.
It's amazing. Bud's in a great mood. The Orioles have already won more games this year than they did last year.
All last year? I think you're probably right.
So he's happy to do favors for anybody. No, I'm sure he would do that anyway. That's really cool. Bud's a solid dude. That's awesome. There is something that I got at Record Store Day that I'll talk about here in the upcoming episode that I think Ben's going to be very interested in because it has a Pearl Jam connection.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I'm excited to hear that.
Well, I did get the Pearl Jam release that he was talking about.
Mike
so
did.
We'll
oh,
talk
okay.
about that in a little bit, too.
Fantastic. Great.
Excellent.
And I hate you.
I'm very sorry. Well, Ben, you shouldn't hate me because, you know, I did offer that I thought I was going to get the Lily Hyatt, John Hyatt, and I was going to give it to you. But since you already have a transaction going, I don't want to interfere with that. So
I appreciate it. We got the transaction going.
You bet. So well, it's all good. It sounds like a really interesting pay it forward thing
Absolutely.
Going on over the last 24 hours.
We got some awesome karma building up.
I want to get back to one thing you said. You said you were what number in line?
57.
57. And about how many people were behind you, would you say?
So there was probably at least 30 people behind me. Wow. I got there at 6:30.
What?
In the morning.
Wow.
They opened the doors at 8, and supposedly the guy who was first in line was there at 3 p.m. on Friday.
What? He did the sleeping bag thing. That's nuts.
I used to do that for Springsteen tickets. I don't think I ever did it for albums.
No.
It's amazing how this thing has gone.
It really is.
As much as I love music, there is no record out there that will cause me to sleep in a chair overnight.
That'd have to be a really nice chair.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I'm with you. When we get to my story, I'm going to basically, tell everyone the same kind of thing that I kind of rolled out of bed when I felt like it and went to the store after the crowds were gone, sort of the way I did it.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a bit. But I am amazed by the lines at this thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's totally
isn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and if you looked online, there was people posting stuff right away. I mean, and they were, and you know, late last night, there were people saying we're in line and we're blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it really does show there's a lot of interest here, and the industry's done a really good job of making this into an event. Now, the question will be how does this last the next decade or so?
And that, yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, as of right now, it's definitely generating interest. And as you said, Patrick, that the fact they have it's some of the stores, they're packed and ready. They have it set up to get you to come back. If this is the first time you've been there for a long time,
right.
They set it up. I don't know, Ben, if what your situation was there, if they had other things to get you looking for beyond the exclusives.
Yeah, for the most part, no, they didn't have anything going on when I was there. I mean, they did bring coffee and donuts, that was a nice little perk. The local donut place even put RSD on all the donuts as well. So, I mean, so that was kind of cool. But I think, to your point, I think that this was an opportunity for the smaller record stores to try and get people to come back in and have a good experience and see how cool their place is. I mean, this was only the second time that I had been at Triangle Vinyl. I'll be back. I mean, they were total class in how they had everything set up. So, and they were really cool because I'm trying to promote one of my friends' shows that they're coming into town in a couple weeks. So I printed off a handbill and said, hey, do you mind putting this in your window? And, they were completely cool with that.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
So,
that's great.
Yeah,
That's great.
Yeah.
And beyond Triangle Vinyl, what's the record store scene like in Orlando?
It's not bad. I mean, Park Avenue definitely has the monopoly of on this place. It's definitely the biggest one, the most established. They have a lot of in-house type of events, listening parties. Jeff Tweedy, in fact, did a couple acoustic songs a couple weeks ago when he was here in town. So that's really the biggest one. There is another one called I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's like retro records or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And they really don't specialize in any new stuff. It's really the old stuff. There is a newer one called Remix Records, which they've kind of partnered with a radio show called Sunday Night Vinyl. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of partnered with them. So it's more of a like late 80s, early 90s alternative scene. Mm. I did see that, you know, they had a lot of the stuff for Record Store Day. So, you know, they had all the Prince records that was coming out, and, you know, a lot of the early 90s type of club type stuff they had as well.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool. You just have to be careful down there with the humidity.
That's right. You do. Yeah, the sun and the humidity. You have to be real careful in Florida. You could be a real unhappy person.
But it looks like Ben here has a nice climate-controlled environment for it.
Yep,
it looks good.
I do have a climate-controlled environment.
Yeah. It sounds like you have a lot of content there that would fit well with my interests. So it sounds like you got a good setup.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Let me know when you come down, because, you know, I really dig the Orlando music scene right now. Huh. Not a whole lot of real established people yet, but, you know, if you're into, you know, straight up rock and Americana type stuff, there's some really good bands here. I've tried to have a few of them on my podcast, and I've got a few more lined up for some subsequent episodes. But
that's great.
Really, really, really good scene. I mean, it's now that I'm at that age where I can leave my kids at home without babysitters, it's a really good age now. So I'm going out more to more and more shows, and it's a really fun place right now.
We've both had exactly that same experience.
Yeah,
it's like a whole new world.
It really is.
It's great. Right?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben. Thanks for joining us here. And I'm sure it won't be the last time. We love conversing with Ben. So
absolutely.
Ben Montgomery, everyone.
Thank you.
Please listen again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because you're listening how often?
Every day. Every single day.
We'll have more Tales from Record Store Day tomorrow. You won't want to miss that. You can find us on all the big podcast platforms. You can call and tell us about your Record Store Day adventures, 612-440-1984. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com and tell us that way. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod.
Yep.
As Ben mentioned, there's quite a community around the
show. Really
is. So join the community.
Join us.
Be part of that. And really, probably the quickest way to join the community would be go to our Patreon page, patreon.com.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, /suburbspod. You do that, you know, throw us a little money, and you get access to some special bonus content.
Yeah.
Plus, if you join at a certain level, we'll go record shopping
for you, right?
We forgot to mention that.
Really exciting.
Not just Record Store Day, anytime.
Anytime.
We'll go record shopping for you and send you some records in the mail.
That's right. So we know where to go when it's not Record Store Day.
We do.
Yeah. We can find them.
Yes. All the addresses are in my contacts.
Yes, that's right. In your black book.
On my Maps app, right? So we're ready to go. So please do all those things. And
Listen to Ben's podcast.
And listen to Ben's podcast. Tell people again about your podcast, Ben.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes and CastBox. We are Records Revisited Podcast. We've also got a Facebook page that we try and update on a regular basis. Put out about an episode a week. Like I said, we've been having more and more musicians come on, and got some good stuff lined up for the next couple of months as well. So
fantastic.
That's awesome. And you talk about one album per episode. Is that how that works?
That's correct. So we pick a record and we rank the record and we chat about the record, and it's usually with the musicians who are the ones who are picking those records out. So, you know, they're definitely passionate about those things. And so, you know, most of the musicians that come on, they're like, oh, well, you know, we'll be done with in an hour, right? there's been a few of the episodes that we've gone over 2 hours. You know, I've had to scale back a little bit of content. So it's been good.
Cool. All right. Thanks very much. We'll let
you go. Thanks so much, Ben.
Good talking to you, Ben.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Mike Schneider.
I think tomorrow's episode, we're going to have the great Bud Verge.
We are.
Who is referenced.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll do that. All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. soon Chris Davis will have a lot of extra time to be on your show, Ben. <That's right.
laughs> Wonder what kind of music Chris likes.
Yeah.
The White Strikes.
Ah, yeah, that was
nice.